BBC News with Julie Candler. Donald Trump's national security adviser says the president in no way compromised any sources or methods in a meeting with Russia's foreign minister last week. H.R. McMaster said Mr. Trump's conversation with Sergei Lavrov had been wholly appropriate and that the president had not known that the material shared had been provided by a foreign country. U.S. media outlets are reporting that the information that President Trump passed on originally came from Israeli intelligence. Analysts say that if this is the case, the fact that the material was given to Russia might be a particularly sensitive issue. Mr. Trump and President Erdogan of Turkey have talked of their shared commitment to fighting terrorism. But Turkey vehemently opposes America's alliance with Kurdish forces in Syria that are confronting the Islamic State group. Mr. Erdogan indicated that Turkey would never accept such cooperation. A candidate in Iran's presidential election has pulled out in order to smooth the path for the incumbent Hassan Rouhani. The withdrawal of Vice President Eshak Jahangiri had been expected. Thousands of people escaping violence in the Central African Republic have fled into the Democratic Republic of Congo. There was heavy fighting in the town of Bangassou at the weekend. Media and human rights groups in Mexico have organized small protests calling for government action after the killing of the award-winning journalist Javier Valdez. He'd written extensively on drug cartels. Hewlett-Packard has unveiled a new computer which it says is capable of handling tasks at thousands of times the speed of existing devices. The new system uses light waves to transmit data instead of the standard electrical impulses travelling over silicon. The French Tennis Federation has denied a wildcard invitation to the Russian star Maria Sharapova to the French Open starting next week. She came back from a 15-month doping ban in April. BBC News.